Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness, produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. We've all grown accustomed to the convenience of having a microwave at home and at work. Whether you're heating up coffee, boiling water for tea, or warming a plate of food, faster is better, right? But how exactly does a microwave work? Does it involve radio waves, radiation, or something else? If you're fuzzy on the facts, you won't be after hearing from our next guest.
Dr. Don Schaffner is a food scientist whose authority in food safety and food protection is recognized by industry professionals across the United States and around the world. He's extension specialist in food science and distinguished professor at Rutgers University, also the co-host of a podcast on microbial food safety at foodsafetytalk.com.
Dr. Schaffner, welcome to Take Care.
Hey, thanks. It's a pleasure to be here today.
All right. All I know is that there's a box. It sits above the stove usually. I put something in, I close the door, and I push a button, and then the magic happens. What is that magic? How do microwave ovens work?
Well, it is indeed a magic box, or it certainly seems that way sometimes. And so basically, the way that a microwave oven works is it uses microwave energy to essentially vibrate the water molecules in that food, and the vibration of those water molecules cause the food to rise in temperature.
All right, vibrations of microwaves. Where do those microwaves fall on the spectrum of wavelengths that we might have learned about in school?
Well, they are they're basically very, very short radio waves. And so they're not irradiation, right? It's not like cobalt 60 or gamma irradiation. It's not electron beam irradiation. It is essentially a micro radio wave. And the thing is, you have to realize is that those waves heat the food, but they can also damage you. Which is why, if you look into your microwave oven, you can see that it's not a clear piece of glass that you have to look through. There's actually some shielding there that stop those waves from getting out into the room and cooking you or cooking your dog or your cat as they're walking around your kitchen.
But literally, once those waves stop waving, I guess, running, once you open the door, boom, that's it. And there's no lasting damage. I mean, we've all heard of people who will say things like, no, I won't put water in the microwave because the microwave makes the water angry. A loved one of mine says this all the time.
Well, you know, it's a good thing they're a loved one because that means you can't tell them off, or you can't tell them off. But that doesn't there's just simply no science, right, to support that position. Basically, all microwave energy is doing is heating the food, and that food, whether you boil that water in a microwave or whether you boil that water in a tea kettle on the stove, there's no difference. That water is getting hot because you're putting energy into it, whether it's coming from an electric heating element, a gas heating element, or a microwave generator.
So what you're saying, and I want to go back to the idea of people that are afraid of the microwave, being afraid they're getting radiation that they don't want. But let's go back to the food. What you're saying is the food doesn't know what's heating it. And if we did some type of scientific experiment with two pieces of meat, one was cooked in the oven, one was cooked in the microwave, there would be no way to tell how these things were cooked. In other words, that food is not absorbing any radiation or anything else that the microwave may emit.
Right. Well, heat is heat. And while it's true on the face of it that any way of heating the food is going to cause basically the same changes, there are some differences. And a lot of the science for microwave cooking goes back to the 1940s and the 1950s and 60s and 70s, because that was when this technology first came out. Now, if you imagine cooking a hamburger patty in a microwave versus cooking it in an oven versus cooking it on a grill, of course there's going to be differences, but those are differences because of the way the heat is being applied. One of the reasons why we use microwaves for heating water is it's very fast and efficient, but I don't know about you. I have never cooked a hamburger patty in a microwave oven, nor will I, because when I'm cooking a hamburger patty, I want that caramelized flavor. I want that crusting of the outside that doesn't happen in a microwave. Microwaves are great for heating water. They're great for heating things quickly. I make a fantastic baked potato in a microwave. They're great for reheating leftovers. But there's certain things, like, I don't think you're ever going to cook a Thanksgiving turkey dinner in a microwave, because that's not what we want in a turkey dinner. We want that cooked skin, that crunchy outside that we get from baking something in an oven. And so there are differences, but they're not because of the technology per se. They're because of the way the technology is applied.
Well, I have to say two things. One, believe me, people would cook a Thanksgiving turkey in there if they could stuff it in. And number two, that's why I never use a microwave for a baked potato, because I want the skin of the potato to have that. And I find it just kind of soggy from a microwave. But let's move on to... So are we concluding that there is no scientific proof that the microwave box leaks radiation that could be harmful? When you are heating something in there, do you move a couple of inches away just in case your microwave leaks? Let's settle that first.
Well, of course, you can have a poorly manufactured microwave oven, and that's why we have rules and regulations. That's why we have a Federal Trade Commission to protect consumers from poorly designed appliances. Hey, your vacuum cleaner can electrocute you if there's something wrong with the cord. So I'm not saying that the microwave ovens won't hurt you, but hey, you can burn down your house with a gas stove. You can flood your basement with a leaky dishwasher, right? So appliances are defective, but a properly made microwave oven is not a health and safety risk, no.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Raff.
And our guest today is Dr. Don Schaffner, a food scientist whose authority in food safety and food protection is recognized across the U.S. and around the world. He is extension specialist in food science and distinguished professor at Rutgers University. All right, Dr. Schaffner, if we're cooking in the microwave, I imagine some things are better in terms of facilitating heating. What should we be using and what should we be avoiding?
Well, I want to come back to the idea of a baked potato, because I really appreciate your point that the outside of a baked potato can be soggy. But I'm usually in a hurry, and making a baked potato the conventional way takes a long time. So what I might recommend for you is do the initial cooking in the microwave oven. It's going to be much faster than in the conventional oven, and then finish up the cooking in a toaster oven or in your regular oven to get that crispy outside. You know, a lot of the early research on microwave ovens looked at differences in nutrient content. For example, turns out that hamburger patties cooked in the microwave oven were lower fat, only because there was no caramelization of the outside skin, so the fat all drained out. We know that from research that vitamin C retention is better in broccoli and in spinach cooked in a microwave versus other methods. Why is that? Well, because, in fact, when you are boiling spinach in water, vitamin C will leach from the spinach into the water, from the broccoli into the water, and you pour that water down the drain. So, of course, the vitamin C retention is not going to be as good. Another way that microwave energy helps us is it tends to cook things faster, and the least amount of heat you can apply, the better in terms of nutrient retention. There's also some trade-offs in terms of food safety, however, and we do know that microwave ovens may heat foods in a spotty way, which is why it's really important to have a turntable in your oven or to rotate the food to make sure that you get that even cooking, you don't get any cold spots, and that'll help to kill any dangerous bacteria if there happen to be any there.
All right, Lorraine was the one that's fussy about the crispy crust on the potato. This is Linda. I just want to cook the thing and get the job done. To me, texture is not as important as is it cooked well. So if I want to cook something just right, I know not to put metal in the microwave, but does it matter whether it's glass, ceramic, or plastic?
Well, that's a really good point. And I would say that whatever you're using, make sure that it is designed to be used in a microwave oven. Things do get very hot in a microwave oven, and then if you have a glass measuring cup or a glass bowl, and you take that out of the microwave, and it's still really hot, and you set it down on a cold surface, or you dump it into a cold sink full of water, that can crack. And so that can definitely be a risk. We are very careful in our house to use only plastics that are designed for use in a microwave oven. And so there are plastic containers that you can get that your leftovers come in that are not designed to be microwaved. And those obviously should not be placed in the microwave, because we do know that if it's not a properly designed plastic, some of the plasticizers can leach into the food, and those may be harmful or toxic, probably, you know, only in the long run, not in the short run. But if it's microwave safe plastic, it's perfectly okay to use in the microwave. And we have a large cupboard full of all sorts of Tupperware and other name brands of products that we regularly heat in the microwave, and that's a great way to get more value out of your food and to heat up those leftovers.
Quick question: if it's not labeled microwave safe, what about those numbers that show up in the recycling triangle? Are any of those guidelines as to whether you could put that plastic in the microwave?
Well, unfortunately, no. Those numbers are really designed to help you when it comes to recycling. And so the best advice is don't put it in the microwave if you don't know for sure that it's microwave safe. And obviously, the stuff that you get as for takeout, it may not say it. I recommend you don't use it. Transfer it to something that you purchased at a store that's designed for repeated reuse and is labeled as being okay to use in the microwave.
We have less than a minute left, but there are, as we mentioned, some naysayers and people that basically are afraid to use the microwave either because of the radiation or they do believe that it destroys all nutrients in the food. How often are studies being done? I know they were done years ago. When I was researching this, I saw a lot based on Russian studies. And you just wonder how frequently the scientific community is continuing to monitor safety of microwaves.
Well, you know, I'm familiar with those same Russian studies. I'm sad to admit that certain family members of mine have also questioned the safety of microwave ovens. The bottom line is there's no scientific evidence that shows that these are a problem. A lot of the cutting-edge research was done many, many years ago. But believe me, there are still scientists out there looking at this. And if there was a real problem, I am highly confident that our regulatory agencies and others would inform us of this. The bottom line is that there's always risks in life, but we ought to really focus on the real risks. And I don't believe dangers of microwave ovens are one of the real risks we need to focus on.
Dr. Don Schaffner is a food scientist talking to us about microwaves today. Dr. Schaffner is a distinguished professor at Rutgers University. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank you. It's my pleasure.